Good morning, 640 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Somehow I feel like I'm Walking on Sunshine is the song that all of the drivers of the sanitation trucks sing every single day as they're going
around
collecting the garbage and the,
today's our garbage day. No, I'm walking on sunshine when they come, so we appreciate them.
Joining us now by phone, we have the executive director of the Emerald Coast Utilities Authority, ECUA, your trash man and sewer man and water man and recycling man and women. Okay, and women. Bruce, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. The only challenge with walking on sunshine is they start before the sun comes up.
That's true.
That's exactly right.
And
I am glad they do. And I know it's solid waste. It's not trash, and it's a landfill, not a dump. But you know, whatever. Sometimes the nuances of language, it's hard for me to update.
So we do appreciate the work for sure.
One of the things you had mentioned this in your town hall with Jeff Bergosh and Perdido, not his town hall, and where you were there, but you mentioned that people now have an option to ditch the recycling container and for no charge get a second garbage container if that's what they want. Is that true?
That's true. And in all the years prior, the recycling service was an opt-in. If you'd like to recycle, we'll give you a can to recycle, but your basic service only comes with a single can. However, starting October 1st, business model changes a little bit, and we have increased rates, admittedly, to help cover that cost of recycling. But now your basic service does come with two cans, and it's your option as a customer whether that second can is a recycling can or a trash can. We certainly encourage our customers to remain invested in our recycling service for all the good that it produces environmentally. However, if your heart really isn't in recycling for whatever reason, you have the option to trade that recycling can in for a second trash can.
And the idea there, obviously, is that if people want to throw trash in the recycling because they need more pickup for whatever reason, you're glad to let them do that instead of into an actual trash container instead of contaminating the recycling, which causes all the extra problems. So that makes perfect sense to me. Don't force people to do a thing badly that they're not going to do. But just a question, because I don't know, and I know I should know this, I apologize. I thought ECUA, we were paying for the recycling. Are we now not paying for the recycling? Is it all included? You get two cans, your choice. Is that what you're telling me?
Under every program, the cost of recycling program was born under the base rate that you paid for.
So there was no charge for recycling before.
There wasn't just an extra charge for it, right?
I gotcha. Okay. All right. Fair enough. But I heard Mayor Reeves was talking about this and saying that, you know, one of the things that they're looking at is actually having a charge for recycling, the theory being that, you know, people will only do it if they're serious enough to pay for it. Also meaning that they'll do it properly because, you know, sometimes it's cheaper to get the recycling bin than it is to get the second trash bin. You're kind of alleviating that problem, but you're not looking at charging extra for any of this. That's not an option on the table right now. Is that right?
Correct. That's not in our current business model. We don't charge a fee for participating in the recycling program.
But you did mention this kind of in passing, and we talked about this the previous time you were on, is your board did raise rates, 9.5% for the trash and recycling combined, all of this, you know, the solid waste, and then about 5% for water and sewer. Is that right?
Correct. That is the rate change. However, please keep in mind that our rates for solid waste and recycling and bulk waste and those combined yard waste, those combined services, is still less than our competitors in the area, and we don't charge extra for bulk waste collection.
Right, but you do now. You need to call ahead and just say, "Hey, I need this picked up." But that's a fairly easy thing to do. But that's something that used to just be done automatically in an effort to save costs. You guys are now, it's a call to get that done. And just in case it slipped past people the last time when we talked about this, the reason for the 5% is because the cost of everything has gone up, as we know, labor included. And the reason for the extra 4.5% on just the solid waste collection is because of the basic state of recycling and the contamination cost and just all of the things that are built into that. That's why that one has gone up the 9%, the inflation cost plus the contamination problems in the recycling market. I have that basically correct?
That's absolutely correct. The money we receive for selling recyclable products continues to go down, and when contamination rates are high, that makes it a challenge as well. So we're hoping this program will clean up the rate of contamination in the recycling stream and help raise our commodity rates at the same time.
Very good. We're going to take just a real quick time out. I'll be back to Bruce Woody in a second with the ECUA. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
There's an accident near Ronnie's Car Wash. This past the Walmart on 98 East and Gulf Breeze near Navarre. Well, on that side, on the side, but congestion because, of course, it's 98. Thank you for that text. We're also seeing an accident on 29 in Pompano Road in Cantonment, but not showing a roadblock. And then I-10 westbound at mile marker 5, the Pine Forest Road exit, showing an accident, hit-run crash with injuries, but no roadblock. Certainly watch for emergency crews at these places. And if you have a traffic tip, text 437-1620. It's traffic on the fives, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Yeah. Back to Bruce Woody, the executive director at ECUA. And, you know, I know everybody's kind of handling these challenges with recycling a little bit differently. The city, for example, is temporarily abandoning the curbside recycling in an effort to do some other things. Obviously, Escambia County, your domain, is not abandoning it. But there are lots of other regional operators that you contract with them, and you renewed some of those things yesterday, right? Some of those agreements?
Yes, on the agenda yesterday with the ECUA board were the renewal of contracts with three private haulers, Republic, Waste Management of Florida, and Waste Management of Mississippi, who will continue next year despite a rate increase to bring material to our materials recovery facility, or the MRF we refer to it as. As far as public agencies, Okaloosa County, Foley, Alabama, Santa Rosa County, City of Mobile, I've already agreed to continue to bring recyclables to us next year.
And that's a good thing because since your role as an organization is to serve the residents of Escambia County, I am assuming that you guys still make a profit on this service, that, you know, even with the down recycling, that you're charging these out-of-area users of the materials recycling facility, that you're charging them in such a way they're willing to pay, but you're also able to defray the cost of basic operations for Escambia citizens. Is that right?
Yeah, we're a public entity. I would never say we're a for-profit agency by any means, but our goal is to break even and to provide the best service we can for the most efficient price that we can. And we have changed rates for next year for those outside entities to be sure that the excess costs over revenue are not paid for with funds from ECUA customers. So that's we try to keep those enterprises separate.
Okay, so I actually had it wrong. We don't go net positive on the outside agencies. We just make sure that we cover costs. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Somebody, just as a follow-up to the whole conversation about the two bins, I think what they're asking me is, what if they want to keep recycling, but they also have too much trash and they want to go to a second trash bin, I think is what they're basically asking me. Because they have to contact you and say, we want a trash bin instead of a recycling bin, right?
Correct. If they want to change from the recycling to the trash can, then they'll need to contact our customer service at 476-0480. That number can also be used for those folks who want to add an additional trash can. Say you already have one trash can, a recycling can, but you want to add a third can, and that the third can being a trash can. You can do that. It's an additional $5.04 a month for the additional can.
There you go. Perfect. That's what I wanted to know. That's exactly what I think this person was asking me. Last thing is, I think you have some slight modifications to the way your electronic billing is being done. Is that right?
That's true. As an enhancement for our customers, those who have electronic billing right now, they receive a email that has about four or five lines of text that has some very basic information about their bill, as well as a link to where they can click on and provide some additional information. We're enhancing that starting Monday of this week. Those folks who are enrolled in our electronic billing format will receive instead an email that has a PDF attachment to it that has an actual image of what your bill would look like if you received a paper copy through the regular conventional mail. Also attached as a part of that PDF would be our pipeline newsletter, two pages of information about operations and other important information. So electronic billing format is even easier and nicer than it has been in the past. Again, just call 476-0480 to our customer service line if you'd like to enroll in that program. There is no fee at all for that.
Very good. I got another follow. People are really interested in this. They want to know how this is working practically in their situation. The question was, okay, I already have an extra trash bin. I pay the $5 a month, so I have three, I assume is what this person is saying. Because, you know, we're now going to go to two for free, can I get rid of my recycling bin and drop the $5 charge?
The answer to that is yes.
Okay.
We have about 10,000 customers who have currently pay for one additional can. If they want that additional can to replace the recycling can, they can call and have that arranged, and their bill will actually go down. Yes.
Okay. All right. I mean, I figured that makes sense based on everything else, but, you know, I wanted to ask because I don't want to assume the case. So, very good. Bruce, I always appreciate the time. Bruce Woody is the executive director at the Emerald Coast Utilities Authority. Bruce, you know, I know that the work that you all do is incredibly useful. We don't often think about how good it is that we have trash collection and sewer and water and recycling and all that stuff, but it really is important work, and I appreciate the hard work that you all put into doing it. Bruce, thanks so much for the time, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Andrew. Always appreciate the opportunity. Thanks.
Absolutely.